Mark to Gubin. Greetings once again, beloved, in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We're delighted that you've decided to check in the broadcast here on the internet, and we're trusting that your life will be blessed and inspired and encouraged and uplifted as together we have this study from the Word of Truth. And if you'll get your Bible in Romans chapter 6, this is where we presently are studying about our identity as a child of God. Now, remember, you become a child of God through recognizing that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that the wages of sin is death, eternal separation from God in a very real lake of fire referred to as the second death. And only can you find forgiveness and peace and joy and reality through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting his death, burial, and resurrection for yourself, that he did it for you personally. And if you will invite him to come into your life, he'll send his Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, to come into your spirit to do the work of salvation, to lift the burden of sin, to grant you his peace, his joy, his forgiveness, and to make you a new individual. Yes, beloved, what a wonderful transformation takes place in our spirit when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and God's Spirit becomes God's seal, God's guarantee of our salvation. And so these truths that we're considering become a reality. And it's up to us to accept these truths. We are saved by faith, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're saved, that is, we're delivered from the bondage of sin. We're delivered from the slave market of sin. We're delivered from the powers of darkness, the forces of evil. We're delivered from Satan and all of his evil forces through believing in and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ alone as our Savior and as our Lord. And then, beloved, a marvelous transformation takes place. And as we get into the Word of God, God's Word will liberate and set you free and marvelously transform and change your mind and your thinking so that you learn to look at life from God's perspective rather than from the ways of the world. And so John 8:32, Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And in John 17:17, Jesus praying to the Father said, and he was praying for you and me, he said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And therefore, beloved, we need to listen to the living Word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, as John chapter 1 points out, and we need to obey the written Word. The living Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. The written Word is the Bible, which has been entrusted to our care, which we have the privilege of looking into. And we're in Romans chapter 6 as we're considering and thinking about what it means to be a child of God and how our minds need to be renewed to accept the truth of God's Word and to live by faith, not by sight. So here in Romans chapter 6, last time, let's look back to verse 11. "Likewise reckon, consider, count, by faith, believe, ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, because we are dead, spiritually speaking. We have died to sin. We've been buried with Christ. We've come forth to walk in newness of life. We are a new creation. And verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? 1 Corinthians 12:13 points out that by the Spirit of Christ we are born into the family of God, and we are immersed into the family of God and into the body of Christ. And thus we have a place to fill in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're important. God says you are, beloved. And your place is very important in the body of believers. And so we're buried with Christ by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Yes, Christ is life everlasting, and God the Father made certain that he arose from the dead, conquering Satan, death, hell, and the grave. He is Lord of all, beloved. And so Paul tells us we're to reckon ourselves as being dead unto sin, because in our spirit we have died to sin. Now in our flesh, sin is very much active. As we'll see a little later quickly here in our study, we must move along. Verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Now that's where sin is indwelling. And we've already noted that in Romans chapter 7, that indwelling sin is in our fleshly body, and that in our flesh there dwells no good thing. Just turn the page a minute, and let's look at it one more time. Verse 14, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Now, Paul, speaking about the flesh, is centered, the carnality of the flesh, centered around the flesh. Verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. I'm certainly showing forth that the law is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but here's a key, sin that dwelleth in me. Now notice the word me, for I know that in me, notice that little word me, you might circle it or color it to make it stand out. That is in my flesh. That's what he means by the word me. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. That is, he says, that's where the struggle comes in. That's where the turmoil and the conflict occurs. I set out to do good, but evil raises its ugly head. For the good that, verse 19, I would do, I do not, but the evil that I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Where? In this fleshly body. Sin indwells this fleshly body. Remember, that's why this body is called the body of death. That's why it's going to die, Romans 6:23, because the wages of sin is death. And so Paul says here in verse 20, now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. You can expect it, beloved. When you go to do good, you can expect evil to raise its ugly head and to try to keep you from it. For I delight in the law of God in the inward man. That's the spiritual part of us. Our spirit delights in the law of God. Our spirit delights in obedience to God. Our spirit delights in serving the Lord God. Our spirit delights in the Word of God. But I see another law in my members, the members of our body, warring against the law of my mind. And the mind has to do with our soul, the mind, the emotions, and the will. That's our soul. And so he says, I see another law in the members of my body warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Now, here's this law. Here's this work of sin in our members. the law of sin is at work in our members, and this is where the conflict comes in. This is where the struggle comes in. And so, how can we have victory over it? Paul says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Who shall deliver me? I remember a couple in Hawaii that we ministered to, and they were talking about the struggle they were having in their Christian life. And they said, before I accepted Jesus as my Savior, I didn't have these kind of struggles. No, beloved, because they were under the power of Satan and sin. They were walking after the flesh, and there was no struggle because they did not know the Spirit of God. But when Christ came into their life through the person of the Holy Spirit, and they were born again, then that struggle began between the indwelling Holy Spirit and indwelling sin in this old flesh. And we as believers are going to encounter that as long as we live in these fleshly bodies, which are called these bodies of death, because these bodies are going to die. But, beloved, I'm not going to die, and if you're a child of God, you're not going to die. Jesus said so in John chapter 11. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die, Jesus said. So, beloved, I'm not going to die. This body will, and you can do with this body whatever you want to, because I'm not going to be in it. This body is going to die because it has indwelling sin in it, and the wages of sin is death. Oh, wretched man that I am, have you ever felt that way? Paul did. And so, beloved, if the Apostle Paul, who wrote a number of different books of the Bible under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, struggled with sin, you can bet you and I are going to. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God. Now here's the answer, beloved. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It's through making Jesus the Lord of your life. It's through yielding your will to His will, submitting to the Lord Jesus in every area of your life, turning every aspect of your life over to Him, obeying the admonition in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, letting Christ live through you. To His glory. Till next time, bye now.